other brothers and the other sisters the share. So we have to ask themselves, this is the month, if I'm not going to make the change, now then when am I going to make it? So that is it. We are supposed to find out. Some people have not sorted it out because they cannot care less. Hey, one day it will happen, 15, 20 years go sometimes, and the entire estate matter gets just more and more complicated and gets worse. This is the time we must create the consciousness. We're not saying that I must go and sort it out right away, but wake up and become conscious with regard to our loans and our debts. Some people, they take loans and they take debts and whatever it might be, and they don't even dream about paying it back. In fact, from the moment when they take the loan, they already got near debt. This fellow can wait for his money till whenever the cows come home. He's not going to get it. And the person who is given the loan gave it so much of goodness of heart and sympathy at that time. And now he has got a need. But he has got too much of sharafat, nobility in him to actually come and say, "By when are you going to pay me back my money?" So we say, that fellow is too soft. He's not going to come back. So he's not going to come back. It's fine. But if you are in the month of Ramadan and the consciousness has still not hit you, that if I don't sort it out now, but if I die now, then what will happen in my qabr? The loan is going to bear me down. So let me start doing things and getting my loan sorted out, instead of whether I'm going to buy the latest designer clothing for my children on Eid day because that's what the neighbors are wearing. My respected friends and brothers, we must have our priorities right when it comes to these type of things. And then also, besides financial matters, there are those matters with regard to how we were with people, for example. How we were talking to people. How we were dealing with people. We have to wake up and ask ourselves that I broke that person's heart. I broke it. No, he broke it. It was his fault. So this is the month. Now you see that things will go in our mind. So if it is his fault, then the more nobler person is he, the nobler is he who goes first. And you know what, brother, you make me laugh. In the same way, my respected friends and brothers, so many other wrongs we have done to fellow human beings. If it is not going to come in our mind and we're not going to become conscious about it in the month of Ramadan, then what are we going to answer to Allah Ta'ala? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned that it is not permissible, لا يحل لمؤمن أن يهجر أخاه فوق ثلاثة ليال. Not permissible for a Muslim brother to break off ties, to stop speaking to his Muslim brother for more than 3 days. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said it. But sometimes we know more than him, na'udhu billah. We say, but you know what, that is right, but this fellow, I need to sort him out. I'm not going to go. Why must I bow down to him? So shaitan is still there. Some shaitans are tied up. Some shaitans are still very busy, active. They work overtime also. In Ramadan also, you know, holiday, they don't take, they work. So my respected friends and brothers, we don't do things like that. We let the consciousness come that if I die in this condition, how am I going to answer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? So these are things, whether it's financial matters, whether it is how we spoke to brothers, whether it's our loans, whether it is inheritance. Then over and above that, how about becoming conscious of how much have I increased my Islamic knowledge? Some of us are stuck with the Islamic knowledge which we learned last in Madrasa 25 years or 30 or 40 years ago, and that is about it. Let me use this month of Ramadan to make an effort to acquire additional Islamic knowledge. Find out, go to the ulama, sit in the company of the ulama, sit in the company of the pious people, just sitting in the company of the Ahlullah, the Awliya Allah, has such an impact on a person's ruh and his person's spirituality. Just sitting there, my respected friends and brothers, if he talks, alhamdulillah, better. Or find out masail. Go and find out which are the authentic, the reliable books that we can read. Do we know about our Sahaba? Do we know about our Islamic history? Do we know about our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Do we know so many other things? So we are supposed to become conscious about these things. And while we are there, a lot of times, mashallah, today everybody goes on to Google and wherever else it might be. So one is to acquire knowledge and one is to acquire confusion. Therefore, don't just pick up anything and start running with it. Always have it verified to be authentic, to be from a source that is reliable, that is within the scope of the Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah, etc. And we increase our knowledge in this way, alhamdulillah. So consciousness, my brothers, that's what we are talking. That let this month go past, but when the month is over and when it's going through, there is a transformation coming in every aspect of our life. Then the other aspect of Ramadan is the improvement and the strengthening of our iman and our hopes in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ramadan is a month where both these things are very strongly emphasized, where we are trained to believe in what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has promised us throughout the Quran, throughout the teachings of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that a believer will enter into Jannah. A believer, when he picks up his hands and make dua, Allah listens to him. A believer, Allah ta'ala is his provider. A believer, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is his sustainer, and so forth. These are the promises of Allah. And when a person does any action, it is not a futile action. We just came and did some action, and we got some maybe spiritual solace. No, we get reward for that. We get a great reward, my respected friends and brothers. So, for example, we hear the hadith, "Man qama imanahu wa ihtisaba," whoever stands up in ibadat in a state of believing in Allah and expecting and hoping for a reward. Believe and expect the reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So whoever fasts, man sama imana wa ihtisaba, whoever fasts in a state of iman, alhamdulillah, with the hope and the full conviction that Allah ta'ala says, the reward for fasting, I am going to give it. So I'm doing it for reward. Man qama laylatul qadr, whoever stands up in laylatul qadr and make ibadat, not because it's big night and if I won't stay up, and you know, they're going to tell me you didn't get up big night. No, do it because it is a reward of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So people don't keep that in mind. When we are performing Taraweeh Salah, my respected friends and brothers, it is such a great reward. Stand and believe that it is a reward. Not after 4 nights we disappear and we feel we've done justice to the Taraweeh. No, my respected brothers. And others 10 nights and others 15 nights and after the Ramadan is over. Every night, as long as we are in the state of Taraweeh, Qama, Ramadan, Imana wa Ihtisaba, there is a great reward for us. And we don't lose sight of that and believe. And then this thing must carry over out of Ramadan also. Any action we do, we don't do it for self-fulfillment. I feel so rewarded. I did something to some. I feel so good. We don't do things to feel good. There are lots of other things people can go and do to feel good. We do things because we want to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah has made insan like that, that he expects a reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So my respected friends and brothers, we try and improve our conviction and our belief in as far as the promises of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is concerned. And when the Taraweeh is being recited, we don't become impatient. We don't listen to Taraweeh because that guy, he reads smart. Oh, he reads so beautiful. And that one, mashallah, he reads fast. And that is not what Taraweeh is about. Read Taraweeh with this, that I'm listening to the Quran of Allah. Those words that are coming out, they carry a ruhaniyat, a spirituality, which will make me, whether I understand it or not, it will make me a better person, which will increase my spirituality and bring me closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We do not start timing now. Ish. This guy read about 2 minutes later today. But sorry, the last guy, he's good. He'll make up lost time for us. It's not about that, my brother. You know, there's a joke that goes upon amongst ulama. There's one fellow, he listened to a lecture one day after Isha Salah. And he told his friend next day, what a lecture. What a lecture, man. The brother spoke, the Maulana spoke 2.5 hours. Yeah, what he spoke. He said, I don't know what he spoke, man. What was the topic? But I don't even know that. But what a lecture. So you don't remember the topic. You don't remember what he spoke. So no, I remember that one joke he said. Yeah. That 2.5 hour lectures. It's all you focused on one joke that the Maulana said. So my brothers, focus and reflect and ponder and relate and ask that how can I make things better? Not that the guy spoke well or the guy read well and that is about it. And I hope that other fellow is listening. It's time he listened because he's got that problem. What about myself? Don't I have the problem? So in this way, my brothers, we use these occasions and opportunities to improve our relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hazrat Mawlana Ilyas Sahab rahmatullah alayhi speaks about the same aspect. He says people, when they make wudu, they are so unmindful of what a great benefit wudu has got. That when you wash your hands, this hadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the sins that you committed with your hands are dropping down. We're not washing. Washing is for the small children with the mummy say, go and wash now. We're making wudu. It is an ibadat. It has got a great spiritual power to it. And the sins are dropping off. When you wash your face, the sins are dropping off. We make an automatic wudu. We come, we do it, we tune the tap nicely, the temperature is right, and we ask somebody what was last night's score, and we carry on with everything else. And that was the wudu. And then the effect of that wudu goes into our salah also. So automatic wudu, automatic salah. We didn't even know what we read, what the imam read, how many rakats we read, and we walked out. Let us become connected imana wa ihtisaba with faith and with full conviction that, you know, I just read that salah, one sajda. You know, there's one hadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah give us the reality that when a person is in a stage of sajda, he is making sajda on the foot, on the feet of Allah. Allah does not have any human bodies or human body parts. Just remember that. But it is a way of symbolizing how a person, how close he is to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when we are in the state of sajda, then feel that I am now at the feet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then finally, my respected friends and brothers, the last part, that fasting has been made farz in the month of Ramadan, and it is the most important and outstanding ibadat of Ramadan. And what is fasting? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, As-siyamu junnatun. Fasting is a shield. So it's supposed to shield us from the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Another way people, As-siyamu junnatun, fasting is a shield from the fire of Jahannam. Alhamdulillah, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam didn't say anything, what shield from what? Ulama have said various things. Alhamdulillah, it's also a shield from the fire of Jahannam. But it's supposed to shield us from the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One is the physical fast, alhamdulillah. We all from Sehri time, we see Roza starts at 5:20 and then again at 5:23 on the side of 5:22. So alhamdulillah, we are staying away from food and drink, alhamdulillah. We don't eat anything, we don't drink. But my respected friends and brothers, sometimes the other fast that we are supposed to be keeping, the fast from the disobedience from Allah, the ghibat that we are not supposed to make, we are still making it. The backbiting, the slander, the swearing, the losing it. One fellow said, I don't talk to that guy in Ramadan because he don't have his kafs, you know, his cigarettes. I can't talk in front of that person. He loses it. So this man here, the cigarettes are shielding him from swearing. How about if fast makes him now stop from swearing? The fast is supposed to stop us from all aspects of disobedience. So sometimes what happens is we break our fast long before iftar because we have done something wrong. We have gossiped. We have done some sinful act. We have broken the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the fast is already gone, my respected friends and brothers. And this is what the aspect of fasting is. This is what fast wants from us. Roza wants what from us? This. Shield, let it be a shield for you from the fire of Jahannam by letting it be a shield for you from the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that, my brothers, is a real fast. And if you can do that, then we have achieved something. MashaAllah, a lot of people say, ah, for me to fast is not a problem. As it is when I go work also normally in the day, you know, I don't even take lunch. I just take a sip of water sometime in this. So they say it's not a thing. So they don't find it. And some people, MashaAllah, they say, hey, I managed to fast. I never eat and drink whole day. Alhamdulillah, it's an accomplishment. You know, the non-Muslims, they ask, they say, how you guys manage, man? No food, no drink, no nothing for 12 hours. And other countries, it's longer. I say, yeah, no, nothing. I survived. He has survived who did not break the order and the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala while he was fasting. Iftar time, I say, ish, I survived. I did not swear. I did not make ghibat. I did not look at haram. I did not do anything haram. I survived. If that person say he survived, then really he survived. Alhamdulillah. May Allah ta'ala give us that kind of a fast. May Allah give us the reality of what this month is about so that we can rejuvenate ourselves and get into this new season and bring a transformation in our life, consciously becoming conscious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And let us use this opportunity to raise our level. Each one is going to go in his own qabr. Each one has to answer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala individually, my respected friends and brothers. And each one is going to be dealt directly one-on-one with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Laysa baynahu wa baynahu tarjuman. There's going to be no interpreter. There's going to be no advocate. There's going to be no lawyer fighting our case. You and your creator, me and my creator, we and our creator, one on one, Allah Ta'ala is going to question us. So let us prepare, let us use this occasion of fasting to prepare for that day. May Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq.